dim too far. But I have to say this, if I've not really made it evident before. I used to wander around this world. I talk to people. If they ask me questions, I answer them. I've met people in all kinds of venues, supermarkets, on the street, whatever. People used to joke when I was younger that I would talk to a telephone pole if I felt like it. I try and answer questions because people have thoughts. And actually, during my younger days in corporate America, I actually did a lot of consulting, not just with people who had to do business deals, but the people who were out on assignment and wanted somebody to tell them what was happening, what are they dealing, what should they understand. So I've always tried to be careful, and as I said, my logo is that Alan Epstein equals more clarity. So I want you guys to know, whoever's listening, men, women, whatever, Martians, I really appreciate my audience, whether it's 2 people or 2 million people. I will always feel the same, that you're willing to tune in, laugh at me, yell at me, send me questions, whatever. I really appreciate your ability to hang in there and listen, because I think there are some very important things happening to us. I remember one of the cute bumper stickers that I saw way back, and it was used in the papers and everywhere easily 20 years ago. Freedom is not free. Cute statement. Everybody says, well, we get that. Yeah, but do we recognize that freedom is a very fragile thing? To the extent that someone wants to take over and decide that they know better than you do, look, I have an ego that has always made me feel I know what to do. But I've always felt that I want people to at least agree, buy into, and work with me. I don't want to bludgeon people and say, hey, you better do this. So freedom has its cost. It's like if you suddenly went in the attic of your grandfather's house when they passed away, and you found an old chair of AT&T, and you said, wow. And then you find out it's worth a couple of gazillion dollars. How do you approach that? Do you recognize that it isn't just the money you're getting, but this person invested because they didn't believe in spending all their money. They decided in putting the money into something that maybe would grow. And you end up with this money. Do you feel an obligation that you've gotten this from some ancestor of yours, and you should treat it with a certain amount of reverence? Not go out and spend it wildly and go on crazy vacations and be broke in another 2 months or something. The idea is, as I've said from the beginning of this show, is that we the people own the 300 million of us, more than 300 million, we own this country. And a lot of people from even before this was a country, our ancestors, and not just our ancestors. You think of that as just family. I think of myself as part of the human family. I think that everybody, unless they want to declare themselves as my enemy, that I want to treat them. They deserve space. They deserve to do what they want. I may think what they want is stupid, but they deserve to have their freedom to do it. That's what the country was founded on. So we have to honor the commitment of everybody who came before us, family or not, because they were all Americans of one sort or another of forming this country. And they gave us something that's precious. If we just go get in our car and go out and have dinner and go somewhere and go to a movie and sit in our house, one day when we find out that we have to show a pass to go to a movie, believe me, all you have to do is look back at recent history in Germany with people who were Germans for generations because they were picked by someone who wanted to unite his country, and you got to pick a scapegoat, so you point to them. They're the problem. There's the issue. People who want to be dictatorial don't want anybody to question them. So if you can target people and make it your... your raison d'etre to say they're the ones who are causing you the problem. Their anger is not directed at the person who's going to take away their liberties. So I've kept this title to my show in general every week for a couple of months at this point, What Have We Got to Lose? Everything is a simple answer. Our freedom, our ability to do what we want every day. I mean, we all hear about how less than 1% of the population ends up serving in the military. You know what? I'm happy. Everybody doesn't have to serve in the military, but there's the Peace Corps, the Service Corps. There are people who serve in our government, millions of people. You've seen some of them paraded through because their conscience bothered them with what they saw, and they went and testified. They got a subpoena, but you know what? A lot of them would have testified if they were asked without the subpoena, but they wanted to make sure that there was no pushback, that they went by the laws and rules that they believe in and follow. So what are we seeing? We've got a man that I have told you, I have filed, and next week I'm going to go and follow up with the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, and I want to get them to break loose my complaint. My complaint was simple. Donald Trump, during the election, he registered for it because that's what the law requires. So he came under the rules. The rules are things that they enforce if they notice you're breaking campaign rules on what you're spending on this or spending on that. Sometimes it isn't evident during the campaign. But to me, it was quite evident. The campaign laws say solicitation of a foreign country, individual, or corporation is illegal. The chair of the Federal Election Commission, she said, I think it was in about July of 2019, she said, I didn't think I had to repeat this. Well, for people who want to disregard laws that they don't like, you've got to repeat it. That solicitation, even if nobody answers you, is a crime, period. So I have said way back on this podcast, I said that I believe it's my duty to serve my country because I don't want to see our freedom slip away, at least without a proper battle or shining a light on the roaches that are encroaching on our freedom. So I'm going to go back next week and I'm going to try and get them to break loose my thing because the Federal Election Commission doesn't have its six commissioners. They usually vote on the complaint versus the response, and they weigh the facts that both people put in, and they look for a quorum. Four of them would be a quorum, and they'd say, okay, this one seems to be the right answer. And they give it to you. The other one can then go appeal it, do what they want. But the other thing of the Federal Election Commission is they're supposed to act when people break the law. And as I said, Donald Trump, running for office during his campaign, said, Russia, are you listening? You'll be greatly rewarded, et cetera, et cetera. That was solicitation. That was breaking the law. They don't need to review mine and wait till they have six commissioners. Otherwise, they can close the Federal Election Commission, as far as I'm concerned, because they're not doing their job. I want them to release mine. When you file a proper complaint and it's accepted and has been documented and given a number, a file number, they have the imperative to release it. Because if he didn't respond because he disregards laws, it means I get what's generally referred to as a default judgment. Does that mean that they're going to grab him, pull him out of the White House? No, I believe he has a right to appeal. But I don't care about the Mueller investigation. I don't care about the Congress where he's making them do what he wants. I'm saying I'm a citizen. I have rights. He broke the law during the election. He self-disqualified and made himself invalid as a president. As far as I'm concerned, based on my complaint that was accepted and met their criteria, they should be putting it out in effect as a default judgment. I will follow up on that next week, but let's see what's happening. We all know that the president, whatever president, has a right to fire anybody that reports under his administration, not even directly to him. If he found a soldier that was picking their nose during a speech and it bothered him, he could say, I never want to see that guy over here when I come again. Okay? If that bothers you, because everybody's got to actually kneel down to you, it means you're very petty and you let little things bother you and you want absolute control because you know you don't want to be questioned because inside you, you know that you're not right all the time and you don't want people to see it. It's called a weak ego. There's a whole bunch of things. So what do we see? Once he was acquitted, his lawyers probably said that when we're going to go out there and lie during the Senate investigation and have the only trial in American history, basically, that had no witnesses and no documents. Now, his lawyers said, well, you had witnesses. They read the 17 people. Excuse me. They discussed what their case was and what they documented. But that's not evidence that was accepted in that trial and sworn in as a witness in that trial. You've got to understand the distinction. It had no legal weight. It had moral weight. We've seen it. We know what was going on. And then we get, as I said, I spent a lot of time in Washington when I was younger. I worked for big corporations and even small ones. And we were interested in certain legislation, as any company should be. You want to make sure that the people passing a law understand how that's going to affect your industry or the country or the economy. I didn't want something to happen. As I said, we have 26 letters in our alphabet and over a million words. When I hear ED, it's not erectile dysfunction. It's economic dislocation. It means if you do something without thinking of the consequences, people could lose jobs. People could lose their homes. That's what the big ED is in my mind as a trained economist. So what do you have? You've got a president who I guess his lawyers told him, shut up till this is over. And he at least listened, because he doesn't really want to listen to anybody. And they did the acquittal. And you heard a lot of these GOP senators, Collins, Lamar, Alexander, people that I actually worked with or was at hearings in front of when I was in Washington even years ago. Some of them have been around for a long time. Anyway, the bottom line is that they're there to gather information, deliberate. Well, this was not normal deliberation. This was a trial. You don't see the head of the Supreme Court sitting at the front of the Senate. So anyway, when they went through all of this, there were no witnesses, there were no documents, the only trial on record. It actually was an insult to our democracy. And any country seeing it's going to say, what kind of democracy do they have? So shutting it down and everything. So what happened? As soon as the acquittal was over, and by the way, these same GOP people who are very smart, they said, well, we know he did wrong. We know he broke the law. But we don't believe it rises to the level of impeachment. Okay. Bill Clinton cheated on his wife. That was good enough for impeachment. Luckily, they didn't vote him out of office because he was doing his job properly and working with Congress. So now we have a guy who's working with no one, and Congress is just happy because he's putting in all of the judges. Understand this, strategically, he's not stupid. All those conservative judges that are now in the federal system, when he files these crazy lawsuits, he knows most of them owe their job to him. We'll give him a favorable opinion. He's got a Supreme Court that he feels will bend in his direction. Wait till he finds out if they don't, because they finally find their backbone and they say, no, Mr. President, this is wrong and we have to rule against you. He can't fire them. They're there for life. So let's see what happens when they and their families and other people are affected by things he does. Of course, his ultimate goal might be that he's going to disregard all of them because this acquittal basically said he could do what he wants. Mitch McConnell may be surprised that if he got reelected, he's not going to ask Mitch McConnell to do anything. He's not going to send judges because he won't care. Try and take me to court if you've just agreed that I can do what I want. You're creating a bigger monster. After the Mueller report was suppressed by Attorney General Barr, who's supposed to be our attorney, not his. He then made the famous phone call to the Ukraine. He figured, okay, that's taken care of. I pushed it on the side. Let me do what I want. So you had knowledge of how he does things. So now he shut up till he had his acquittal, and now he's taking his vengeance. If people remember when he campaigned and he talked, he says, no, I'm a counterpuncher. He tried to tell us all that he only punches back when people attack him. Not true. He doesn't like being insulted or whatever. I get it. None of us do. But do I have to beat up everybody who looks at me wrong? No. And he started most of these things. People had hearings and testified because of actions he took. So he started the ball rolling. These people were asked to testify what they knew. He's not counterpunching. He's going for vengeance. So what do we find out now that it's over and he's been acquitted according to him? By the way, legally, he's impeached by the House. That will always be on his record. He's trying to get that expunged. In the last day or so, we've seen that Colonel Vindman, now he has a right to fire anybody that, as I said, directly works for him as president, or even indirectly, is part of his few million people that may be reporting to people under him. Colonel Vindman came here and has served our country well. He didn't get an excuse to not serve and bone spurs that never worked. Colonel Vindman and his twin brother were not just transferred. If I'm the president, I don't want the guy because, okay, he disagrees with me. I understand that. I don't have a problem. Put him in another group. Put him in Alaska on assignment. You know, that happens. It happens to people who you don't like or, you know, they're not cooperating with you. I got it. But to have him escorted out of the White House was he wanted to send a message like any mob ruler, like any dictator, that this is what's going to happen if you challenge me and you go against me. He wants to work like any dictator who's really afraid inside that people will discover how inept he is. He wanted people to fear him more. So he not only had Colonel Vindman, his twin brother, he has Sondland that he put out. There were 15 to 17 people, I don't know what the count is at this moment, that he's transferred or have put out. The lady who worked for Pence is now out. People's careers were ruined because of them telling the truth. Excuse me, there was nothing in the acquittal that the Senate voted on that said all of those people who testified under oath, that was real witnesses, real testimony, sworn in, that they lied. They couldn't disprove it. They just kept throwing up smoke screens. And let's remember, part of the lawyers who were working for him, if you listen to what's happening, when John Bolton's book comes out, which the president is trying to suppress in any way he can, some of those people were in these meetings where they had knowledge of what was going on. They should have recused themselves, as I've mentioned before, I believe last week, from even working on his case in the Senate. Technically, it should be a mistrial. They should retry him. And if the Senate recognized, because they said, well, he's learned his lesson, excuse me. Lamar Alexander, Susan Collins, have you woken up in the last day? Do you see that this man is going around seeking vengeance? There's still time for you to change it. You can decide that you could look at the facts and the evidence and who worked there and decide it may have been a mistrial. There's nothing. Again, you guys write the rules. Mitch McConnell, he's not going to care what you say when he doesn't need you anymore because you've given him the right to do what he wants. Wake up to the facts, sir. So Colonel Vindman is out. His brother's out. Now let's think about this. He put them out because they testified to the truth. We paid Jared Kushner to work in our government. He brought him in and gave him a salary that we pay and gave him all kinds of portfolio that he should be running, that he's not doing too much with. I could give you my opinion on what they've been doing, but that's ripping us off in the background. I'll explain it another time. Making hundreds of millions of dollars on what they were doing because of what Jared knew his father-in-law was going to say that morning. It comes down to insider trading. So anyway, Jared during the election, during the campaign, he was caught and he stated he was trying to establish back channel communications with Russia. Excuse me, that's communications where our intelligence agencies can't see what's going on. Excuse me? Again, this is someone who says, I want to be all powerful, you can't tell me what to do. That's not what our freedom and our country is about. We have to look carefully. The Democrats have filed suits to get certain financial information from his accounting firm and the rest of it. If you go back to during the election, it was Trump, Russia, if you're listening, find me the emails, send them to me. WikiLeaks sent them information. He had no problem with everybody else's information. He had no problem taking, when he first got elected, Lavrov and Kislyak into the Oval Office with only Russian TV. And secrets were actually exposed while they were there. We don't know what he has shared with Putin of the secrets that he has privy to. So we are at risk for so much, yet he says his financials can't be looked at. This is for audits from a state, from a city, to see if he properly reported things. The man feels he's allowed to get away with doing what he wants. Let's remember, he said and kept telling everybody, I'm smarter than everyone, I don't pay any taxes. Gets in office and he decides that he's going to tell everybody, it suddenly became, I want everybody to pay their fair share. Obviously, he thinks zero is his fair share. And he thinks when he milks the government, okay, over 300 days at his resorts that he charged us for. He goes there so he can bill us. Forget the emoluments clause. We don't have to worry about the extra money that comes in because foreign people want to go to his resorts and talk to him. Yes, he's getting it. He's getting free advertising. He's getting people who come in and arrest. But he himself, almost one out of every 3 days, he goes to his resort and charges us. We're talking about not just $1 million. We're talking about $1 million a day on average with all the charges. We're talking about $200 to $300 million that he took out of the Treasury. So when he said, I'm rich, I do not need my pay as president, his father taught him that if you have control of spending, you don't need money. You can use that control to create income for yourself, which people will pay you. He put three people from Mar-a-Lago as a shadow board of directors over the VA. I'm a veteran. I've talked about it before. The VA budget is nearly $200 billion a year. They've changed a lot of contracts. They've gone to people and say, so what will you do for me? And these people contribute to their things, stay at their resorts. There are so many ways. I told you, TOW, transfer of wealth. So Trump has got the courts now kind of backing him that they can't look at his business. He gives a State of the Union. They told him to behave himself. He hands it to Nancy Pelosi. Now, Nancy Pelosi knows what the proper rules and decorum is of the Senate. As he handed her the speech, okay, in the folder, she stuck her right hand out to shake his hand. He sloughed it off. He didn't shake her hand. Think about the insult. She's acting properly, giving him respect as the president, willing to shake his hand, no matter what she thinks of him. So at the end, she's got a copy of the speech. That's all he gave her. It's not a signed, gold, laminated, printed, and framed original. Scholars have already said, because Trump said, it's illegal. She ripped up an official government document. Sorry, sir, you may think that the drool that comes out of your mouth is official, and that's valuable. It isn't. That's a copy. It's her copy. She could do whatever she wants with it. And she made a statement, just as you did when you failed to take her hand. It's not illegal for her to rip that up and do what she wants with it. So people, get used to this. This man is not waiting. I hope he really does some more of this egregious nonsense that he does. So maybe these senators who said, well, he learned his lesson. Because as I said, they can still decide, you know what, it's a mistrial. We're realizing what's going on. The rules are theirs to make. And they will be useless when he decides he has all the power he needs and he doesn't have to talk to them. So again, Pelosi didn't do anything wrong. When you look at subpoenas that have been out there, he disregards subpoenas, and that's not breaking the law. His business things, let's look at it too. Beside getting rid of all those people, he likes to promote these people who are vicious because he thinks it makes them look powerful, hanging around with these mongrels. Well, we had a Navy SEAL who broke the codes that the SEALs live by. He not only executed people and went on his assignments, he posed with a corpse as he's not supposed to. So all the people who work hard, we have warriors who put their life on the line for us that we may never see what they've done. But this man wanted to do it like a hunting trophy. It breaks the law, the code they live by. We don't want people who are malicious, who are mercenaries, who do whatever the hell they want. So the Secretary of the Navy, who he appointed, who's worked in his government, Trump's government, for over 2 years already, Richard Spencer, he kicks him out because he's getting even with people. Why? Spencer said he objected to giving this man back his trident. They're going to talk about he did back deals and the rest of it. Well, Spencer said the man served us, and the back deal may have been he wants him to still retire with his pension because he did put his life on the line. But Trump gave him back his trident, gave him back rank, puts him in there, and he fires the Secretary of the Navy, who, by the way, spent 5 to 6 years serving our country as a Marine aviator, among other things. This is a man who has honored his commitment to our country. And because he didn't agree with the treatment, which broke the code that they live by, the SEALs, when Trump decided to give Gallagher back because he likes these hoodlums who break the law but seem like they're vicious like he is, please, folks, let's understand what's really going on. We have Rick Scott. I've got a whole bunch of things. I'm going to go through them. I'll give you offsets and what they're about. Do your research. I've done my research. I'm not making any of this up. We've got a guy named Rick Scott who is now a senator representing us in Florida. Rick Scott, if you go back and check his bio, he was a criminal who in the healthcare companies he set up bilked all of us and the government. Just again, this was one of these white-collar crimes where they agreed that he'd leave, he'd get his cancellation. There's a whole bunch of things. But did he serve any time? No, but now he's serving time. We're paying him to represent us. So what does he do? As a senator, a Republican senator, and I'm not against Republicans, the group that's there now have lost their way, is the kindest thing I can say about them. But he is proposing a constitutional amendment. We have approximately 26, 27 right now. They're very hard to pass. The states have to adjudicate them and go through it. There's a whole process. You could look it up. But he wants a constitutional amendment to oppose and make a higher threshold for voting for impeachment. Because when the House voted, it just took a majority, which is all the law calls for. So they said, well, it was partisan. So what they want to do is make it a a 60% would be considered a majority. There are places where we have two-thirds. In this case, he's going for 60%. Let me explain to you what happened. Way back during the Depression, we ended up getting a member of the Roosevelt family. Teddy was a Republican. One of his relatives was Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who ended up running as a Democrat. Wealthy man, wealthy family. He was so popular with the American public that he was getting reelected and reelected and reelected, and he was doing good things for us. The Republicans were looking at him and said, this guy can get reelected forever if he lives. They pushed for, when they had the proper people in the right places, they pushed for term limits on a president. That's how we got two terms, is all a president can serve of his own terms of elected. He could take over the end of someone's and then maybe get elected twice. So there are limitations, term limits on a president, because they figured, oh, this Democrat's going to be there forever. A couple of years later, what happens? We have the Korean War going on. They dig up Eisenhower, who I've said is one of my favorite presidents in recent history. When I weigh them on an overall basis, I'm an American. I may register with a party so I could vote in primaries. I keep telling you, you want to do things that allow you to express yourself from the beginning of voting till the end of voting, not just go out if you're not too lazy when you're voting for president. So Eisenhower comes along, and here was a guy who was a general, who was the head of our armies, D-Day, the rest of it, loved by the American public, and a Republican. Guess what? They had put a two-term limit. He could have been reelected more than two terms, but their limit came back to bite them in the ass. So here's Rick Scott asking for a limitation that they may not like when they're on the other end of the stick. People in Congress should never vote as just Democrat or Republican. They've become separated under a president who's made them more partisan. They should look at history, remember it, and vote as an American. Mitt Romney, not one of my favorite people for a lot of reasons I won't even go into. His father, by the way, George Romney, was one of my favorite people. And if I remember, George Romney couldn't run for president. They would have run him for president, but I don't think he was born in America, so he was not a natural-born citizen. So he couldn't meet all the criteria for being president. I would have voted for the man. Anyway, Mitt Romney stood up and he said, my conscience, my love of God, whatever you want to call it, he says, I cannot vote. So he voted against Trump on one of the articles. And now what is Trump doing? He's talking about Romney like he's the worst thing on the planet. Excuse me, Romney ran for president. I believe Romney got, unquestioned, without any interference from Russia on his side, Romney got approximately 60 million votes when he ran. He didn't win, but he got as many votes as Donald Trump did. So the American public liked him as much as they liked Trump to vote for him. Think about it when you hear Trump talking about Romney and pissing and moaning about him. And think about it with what Senator Scott is doing. We should all make sure we don't want this done. There are reasons for the margins in there, and I hope we can get clear about it. We don't need somebody to do us a favor and put an amendment, especially a definitively known criminal who we're now paying to represent us. Amazon, just so we understand what's going on. I've said before, we the people pay income taxes, and when we started income taxes to fund our government, it's our country. We own it. One share, each of us, rich or poor. So our power is voting. Amazon, everybody hears about it, makes billions of dollars. Why? As a creature, humans are generally lazy. If I can press a button on my phone and order something and I don't have to get off my goddamn couch, and I could have my food delivered, and I could have my clothes delivered, and I can ship them back, that's convenience. We don't call it lazy, we call it convenience. Okay, you'll see how that affects you as it goes down the road. So Amazon, Jeff Bezos was smart. He sets up this distribution operation. And little by little, he'll distribute anything you want. It started with books, mainly, originally. But then it's clothes, toothpaste, whatever it is. Wouldn't I, if I can open up the biggest sales store on the planet through the internet? Wouldn't I sell anything that people want so that I can make more money? Anyway, as I've explained to all of you, economics is my favorite science. Economics on natural laws, it's one of my majors. I've explained to everybody that when we buy the GDP, the gross domestic product, it's the total of all goods and services that were sold during a given year. I've explained very carefully that no business pays any taxes, because economics teaches you that if you're going to run a business, I don't care if it's a barbershop or it's Amazon or Microsoft, it doesn't matter how big or small. What you do is you put all of your costs into the goods or services you're selling to us, the public. If you put all the costs in, you know you're recovering it, you're not going to lose money. You then layer a profit on top of that. But one of the costs that nobody thinks about is income taxes. When they pick the costs that go into a good or a service, they layer in taxes that they may owe because they know what profit they're going to make. Now, when we work, the government figured out that it's better to have withholding so at the end of the year we don't have to find the money to pay our taxes. And those taxes support our government. Our government, our country, it pays for our roads, our military. It pays for our freedom, our lifestyle. Get with it. Understand it. We own the country. We must take care of it. But, so we have withholding. Now, I've just explained to you that when you buy any goods or services from any company, big or small, they factor in any taxes they may owe. Okay? So Amazon, it's been reported, it paid no taxes in the last few years. Well, lo and behold, Amazon just paid some taxes. Enough taxes that another company might consider it revenue, a small company. They had to pay recently $162 million. Well, they had a pre-tax profit of almost $14 billion. $14 billion. This amount that they had to pay on a current basis is not even 1%, a little over 1%. The tax rate, which was lowered by the president, corporate tax rate to 21%, nowhere near. But I'm telling you, when we buy those goods or services, we've paid them the income tax that they know they may owe, not the profit they put in their product or their service, but the income tax. So if you look up this thing about Amazon paying some federal tax, look up the article, go on the internet. What they have is they have over, and I'm sorry, let me just get the number, I don't want to misquote it. In 2019, they have approximately $914 million, almost $1 billion, of deferred federal income tax. Now, as I explained to you, this federal income tax is a cost that they put in the product, the goods or services that we bought from them. So guess what? We, the public, paid that $914 million to Amazon. A simple change in our laws. We need that money in our treasury because if we are short, we go borrowing. We issue more federal notes and we pay tons of interest. And then you get people saying, well, it's because of Social Security and Medicare. That's taking off all our money. No, folks. If we would add up all the deferred federal income tax on every corporation's balance sheet, that's not profit. They hold on to it. They use it like profit. When there's a cut in tax rates and they report currently, they skim the extra piece off and keep it. When your corporate tax rates go down, why aren't you giving me a rebate like any other customer you have who buys volume? We keep you in business. We just have to understand this, that we have to get Congress to say that we have to get corporate taxes that are put in the products, that end up on the balance sheet as deferred federal income tax should be deposited in our treasury the year they collect it from us. Because it's not profit, it's a cost we paid. We pay more because it's not in our treasury. Think about it. We paid it, we're not getting credit for it. Have them put it in the treasury, like our withholding, and give them a slip that says you've got a credit. Whenever you decide to report it, you can offset it with this credit. Because it's our money, folks. It's not the profit they put on their product, their goods or service. It's a cost they put in it that we paid. Why aren't the taxes we paid going into our treasury just like they withhold from our wages and put it in the treasury? So when we file our return, we've got the taxes as a credit. Real simple. This is not Elizabeth Warren. She's a smart lady. She's got economics. Yang understands all this. Talk to any of them. This is what should be discussed. A simple change. Whatever they're putting in their expenses for federal tax should be deposited, just like we get withheld on. And then whenever they decide to play with their financials and report the income, they've got a credit. But we have to borrow less. We have to pay less. People won't tell us they're going to cut Social Security and Medicare because we're short of funds. People, we're being ripped off when you understand the economics. So, look up Amazon. They finally paid $162 million. Big deal. They've got another $1 billion added to their deferred. They have deferred from prior years. That's humongous. That would offset a lot of borrowings we wouldn't have to. It would lower our deficit, folks. Now, they took a poll. They keep taking polls. Polls are interesting. People will lie to you sometimes. But if you do enough statistics, and statistics is another major I don't talk about, but I've studied statistics to a higher level. I love numbers. They teach you how to weigh things that people tell you. They're not exact, but they give you terms of reference. Let me see. I've got questions coming in. I've tried to get them. We're trying to make it easier for me to read. Tracy uses watching from Vegas. I appreciate it. Amy on Facebook, dictator. Look, we can call them what we want. The key thing that I keep repeating, if nothing else, and I'm going to talk about it in a minute, if everybody gets off their ass and votes, you may not have the candidate you wanted, you may not have the issue you wanted, but your life is on the line. Dictator? Yes, you got a man who now feels he could do what he wants. If all the people, independents, progressives, conservatives, Democrats, get up and say, I don't care what I voted for before, I don't want this man in charge of my country. I'm losing my freedom. He's doing what he wants. So please, Sarah on Facebook, Trump just emboldened. Yes, he is. There's no contrition or remorse. Such a travesty of justice. As I said, Congress, who voted, people with conscience and intelligence said, well, we think he's learned his lesson. He showed you in the last 2 days he has not. He's teaching you a lesson. You're not paying attention. The man is showing you who he is. Declare a mistrial. Go back and bring testimony in. Bring the witnesses in. It's your rules. You have a right to override even yourself. Make some history that's good for America. Go after your senators who gave him a blank check. Tell them, you now should see you've made a mistake. He's not apologizing. He keeps saying, I did nothing wrong. He hid that telephone call on a secret server that nobody can see. Why doesn't he release it if it's so perfect? The evidence is in front of us, folks. Go after your senators. When I say your senators, you don't have to be a Republican to go after the Republican senators. If you're in their state, tell them you're not representing my interests as an American citizen. And when people are sent to Washington, they're not there just to represent their state. They're there to help represent the country and do things that are good for all of us. So any one of you and any of your friends, send a note out. make your own note. Nobody has to give you a format. Say, you've now seen that he is not contrite. He is not, does not show remorse. He's showing vengeance he's going after. I want you to reopen the trial. You have control of the Senate. Declare it was a mistrial. We were wrong. And we're going to go and introduce witnesses and evidence. Send them a letter. Tell them that you own the country. Forget the people who are spending all this money. Bloomberg, no matter what I think of things he did in the past, this is a successful businessman. His father didn't give him money. He built this all by himself. Bloomberg News and all these things internationally, this man has dealt with governments. He is spending his own money as a patriotic American. Not that I agree with everything this man thinks, but at least he's willing to counsel with people and listen to people, not say, I am so wealthy, much wealthier than Donald, and he doesn't have to lie about his wealth. It's out there. He's seen it. He'll show you his tax return. He's proud of what he did, not what he's taken from other people, not what he's hiding. And he's even already announced that he feels wealthy people like himself have to pay more. We know what Trump did after he passed that tax act. He went to Mar-a-Lago, and it was all over the news. He said to all the members that were there, he said, I've made you richer. Excuse me, is that taking care of us people, the people who buy his caps and sweatshirts that he makes in China and makes a profit and holds rallies? The man said he's going to be too busy running the government when he got there. He's not going to have time to play golf. He insulted Obama. I told you, over 300 days he spent at his resorts. He's pissed on the prayer breakfast. He's pissed on the teachings of Jesus, as well as every other religious person who teaches you to love thy brother, turn the other cheek, be a little remorseful, understand your neighbors. Folks, wake up before it gets too late to wake up. They took a poll. 62% of Americans say they will absolutely vote in the 2020 election. Well, let me tell you, 62% is not a landslide. It's a little higher than general average, which I think we vote in the mid-50s. It's a shame. It's our country. I keep repeating to you, we own it. You've got to share that now till someone takes over the country and takes it away from you. Your one share as an American citizen is worth nearly $200,000 right now. Forget what they talk about the debt. This is net of debt and everything. I've done the numbers. Just go out there and do your research. They also said that 23% additional, so go out. It was in something called The Hill. They report, it's on the internet, just talk, Google The Hill poll on who's going to vote in the 2020 election. You'll see it. They have that cute pie chart. Beside the 62% who said they're going to absolutely, just like everybody was enraged who sat home in the 2016 election and let this man get in there. They came out the day after. How did this happen? It happened because you didn't get off your ass and go vote. That's the key. Forget the policies and the rest of it. We can deal with the people and elect a different Senate. I don't care if they're new Republicans, but put new people in. Without control of the Senate, there's not enough check on this president. So the next president, whoever it is, give them a new Senate to deal with. Make them Democrats. I don't care. It doesn't matter. You can vote them out the next time. But vote enough in so they have more power, just like the House did. Put the people back in the House. It's a shame when you see the Republicans who are marching in lockstep with a man who's acting like a monarch or a dictator. Pick your word. So anyway, the voters, and if I didn't say your name, excuse me, I am just angry with what people aren't seeing. So again, voting is the key to this whole thing. Do not stay home because your candidate didn't win. The Bernie people, the Yang people, the Warren people, Amy Klobuchar, people are suddenly noticing the woman has talent. She's got a strong background. It isn't so much a woman, can you beat Trump? I got news. It's not the candidate that they put up there that's going to beat Trump. It's us, the voters, who will go in that booth and vote for anybody other than Trump that will beat him. And as I said, you make sure that you have a copy, a paper receipt for your ballot of who you voted, or take your camera out, whether they like it or not, and take a picture of your ballot. Because this may be an election where he's going to do everything he can to mess it up. We already heard that what happened in Iowa, part of it was they were stupid enough to publish their number that people could call in on. So the Republicans sent a ton of people, and I'm not insulting the Republican Party, but a group of people who wanted to make sure it was messed up had people calling that line. That's why they couldn't get through and report their numbers. People, wake up. This is our country. We can vote him out no matter what he spends, no matter what he says. Look at what he does. As I said, he doesn't need his check as president because his visits to his resorts have already put at least $200 or $300 million in his companies. And that's only the tip of the iceberg. I'll get back to that in another discussion. The Affordable Care Act. He keeps going after it from every corner he can. He has not, nor have the Republicans who said they're going to repeal and replace. They don't have a replacement because, as I've explained to you, the Affordable Care Act that Obama put in and worked so hard to get came out of the Heritage Foundation. Kim on Facebook, I'm literally ill mentally and sick to my stomach at the loss of morality, justice. Well, if you're ill, the remedy is to vote, okay? Vote anytime there's an election. I may leave and spend my retirement elsewhere rather than stand and fight. I'm going to tell you, as an American, this is your country. If you go somewhere else, do not think that that country is going to accept you with open arms and treat you and give you all the rights you had here. You want to stand up, and it's simple. Vote someone else in. I fear that the country lacks support for education. Well, vote new people in. They all want to do this, as I said to you, and again, they're not talking about it. The corporate taxes that we pay when we buy something is an expense. Have them deposit that in the treasury and get a little credit slip. So whenever they decide to play with their financials and report their income, they've got taxes on board. No, they hold that money and they use it and they earn on it. It's our money. It came out of our pocket. We, the public, when we bought the goods and services from Amazon or your dentist, it doesn't matter. Any business pays no taxes. I'm a trained economist. Ask an economist. They do not pay these things. They put it in there as a cost. It's not their profit, but they hold on to it. Simple change in the law. Let's get people in there who says, fine, you've put it in as an expense, deposit it in the treasury. We'll give you a credit for it. That means we have to borrow less and pay less interest. What's that going to do for our debt? That's a very positive thing that anybody can do. Affordable Care Act, keep watching. They're trying to get rid of it. And they want to throw everybody off of it, and they're going to cause, again, the ED that I talk about, economic dislocation. They're going to get rid of pre-existing condition coverage. They don't care. They have lots of money. Their family's not going to hurt. Your family will hurt. Part of your family could die because of it. The White House threatens to veto the House bill because the House put a bill out to aid Puerto Rico in the earthquake recovery. Now, there have been earthquakes on top of the hurricane that devastated the island. Trump has never released all the funds from the hurricanes to Puerto Rico. He didn't even know they were citizens of our country. He thinks he's the only real citizen of this country. People, again, it was reported in The Hill, and it talks about it. The White House has threatened to veto the House bill for the aid that Puerto Rico needs for the hurricane. We are compassionate people. When we've seen hurricanes in other countries, be it Haiti or anywhere else, we've given from our own money. Forget about the aid that we send as a government. We've given of our own service. Let's be who we are. Let's tell everybody in Congress that they should go along. The bill that the House has proposed has safeguards in it where you track the money. Trump says he wants that they have no control. They've had corrupt governments. Remember, this is a man who finally, when he could get it no other way, took $5 to $7 billion out of the military budget to start building this wall that fell over in a 37-mile-an-hour wind. He's that master builder. So what did he say? He says, oh, the cement didn't dry yet. If I know it, when he gave those contracts out to people who are going to pay him through the back door, that's why I told you, when you control expenditures, you can make money. That's what he's doing with all of this crap. I would not be shocked to find out there's no concrete. That's why the wall blew over. So he's going to tell you another lie. He's a master spinner, and he'll stand there with this, and he'll purse his lips. Don't you get sick of seeing this plastic doll with his phony tan? Come on, folks. This isn't hard. Would you date this man? Would you want anybody in your family to date him? Would you want to leave any of your kids with him? Think about what this man is. We can defeat him. We don't have to take this. Right now, go after your congressman, whatever state you're from. I don't care if they're a Republican or Democrat. Tell them what you want to see. Tell them you want them to work on medical stuff, that they can't get rid of the Affordable Care Act unless they come up with a fully encompassing replacement for it. They haven't been able to do it in over 10 years. And again, the ACA came out of the Heritage Foundation, just like all the judges that Mitch McConnell are pushing in. Conservative think tank. The Republicans go there when they want stuff. Mitt Romney used it in Massachusetts. Similar outline. People just start to understand it and don't accept the shit that he keeps spewing. 9 out of 10 times, whatever's coming out of his mouth is a lie. Guess what? His daughter, who's also in the government. Now think about this. He's going after Joe Biden and his son because he worked for Burisma. How many people, family members and friends, has Trump put in the federal government that report and get paid by us? Jared, Ivanka, we're paying them money to screw up our government? Ivanka just got an award from the Manufacturers Association because they feel they want Trump to be happy with them. Trump, I think, is trying to position Ivanka to tell us, you know what, you want a woman president? My daughter is competent. She's been working and working on this stuff. She got an award because she's recognized that we need some new skills in this stuff. What has Trump or the Republicans done to pass a bill to help re-educate? What they talk about in the article, again, it's The Hill, you can look it up on the internet, is that Toyota, because they like the money they make out of this country, they employ a lot of people, they've started a training and apprenticeship program. Now, let me explain to you one more time. Toyota sells cars. If they start a training or apprenticeship program, that's a corporate expense. Guess where it goes? Into the price of the Toyota you're going to buy. We are going to pay for it. Do we have to wait for a manufacturer who wants to say, oh, we're a good citizen? I have nothing against Toyota or BMW or any of them. They've come here. They want to sell merchandise. But let's understand, the program they're doing is a cost that's going to be embedded in the car you buy from them. It's our money that pays for that. Why can't the president and the Republicans and the rest of Congress put this program that she says we need? So she knows we need it, and she's done nothing to put it in place. And now she got a medal from the Manufacturers Association because she recognizes it. Please, let's not show how dumb we can be. We pay for everything. California. I ran tax departments mainly in my younger days in corporate America. I did financial operations and things. I dealt with governments all over the world. California has always had, when they were building up as a place, oh, I'm sorry, Will Fardo on Facebook, time to vote Donald out. Just keep going right now till you get to vote him out. He pardons war criminals, yet throws out a war hero. Absolutely, that's what I said. I'm glad you're getting the point. I figured I'm speaking a language that
I don't recognize. Remember this election day and get rid of all the Republicans that keep kissing his ass. Bottom line. Not just Republicans, anybody who is not taking care of the public interest. I'm running short of time. Sherry Cooper, don't forget to bring up the GOP messing with the Democratic caucuses. I did. Tracy Belling on Facebook. I'm watching from Fort Lauderdale. I've got people who watch from other countries, friends that know me. California, I'll talk about them and how they tax. And the Supreme Court, where they want to say subpoenas to Trump stuff is unconstitutional. He, when he went in office, already decided he should have everybody's information. Folks, he's getting your information. And he won't share his business information. I don't give a damn what his blood pressure is. I give a damn what he's doing to us. So please send in questions. What do you want to hear about? What have you gotten out of it? Oh, time's up. I'm sorry. We're going to be done. Go to my fan page, AE equals MC squared, and click follow. And again, I've repeated it. You'll find me on Facebook, Spotify. My techie people are really great. They try and put me out there. I apologize that I don't remember to repeat these things. Goodbye. Have a good weekend. But it's going to be a better weekend and a better month and a better year if we all understand that we're paying for everything. Let's demand what we want from our senators and our representatives. And this president, let's tune him out. The next rally he has, let's hold a Make America Real Again rally down the block from him. Don't have a fight. Just hold it. Bye.